The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, Chapter Number 1, Text Number 3, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasatkikari, recorded on January 7th, 2010, in Auckland, New Zealand.
So today we are blessed with this most auspicious opportunity to study Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto Number 7, Chapter Number 1, The Supreme Lord is Equal to Everyone. Text Number 3.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Iti Nasa Muhabhaga Narayana Gunan Prati Sanshaya Sumahanjatas Tadbhavans Chetumarhati Yatina Samuhabhaga Narayana Gudan Prati Sanshaya Samuhanjatas Tadbhavans Chetumarhati.
O greatly fortunate and learned Brahman, whether Narayan is partial or impartial, has become a subject of great doubt. Kindly dispel my doubt with positive evidence that Narayan is always neutral and equal to everyone. Purport. Since Lord Narayan is absolute, His transcendental qualities are described as one. Thus, His punishments and His offerings of favor are both of the same value. Essentially, His inimical actions are not displays of enmity toward His so-called enemies, but in the material field, one thinks that Krishna is favorable to devotees and unfavorable to non-devotees. When Krishna finally instructs in Bhagavad Gita, Sarvadharman parit jojo mame kangsharanam raja. This is meant not only for Arjuna, but for every living entity within this universe.
Vandeha. Shri Guru, Shri Jata, Parakamalam, Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha. Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajiva Sadaitam Zavadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha.
So, sometimes there are controversies. I think we've had that experience in our movement also. Sometimes there are controversies. So, here, seeing some controversy, you see, the inquiry is being made to resolve the controversy. Of course, when Srila Prabhupada was here, it was very simple. We simply ask Prabhupada, you see. But when Prabhupada is departed, how will we deal with these controversies? Of course, Prabhupada told us that if you are sincere, the spiritual master can speak to you from within the heart. So, the only way we can really resolve the controversies we sometimes experience is to amp up our sincerity to the point where we can actually be directly instructed by Prabhupada within the heart. We have to become pure. We are giving the seminar, pure devotional service. That's the actual way that all controversies can be resolved. Satatang kiriyanto mang yatantascha dridhavrataha. You see. To those who are constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give them the understanding by which they can come to me. So, it is confirmed by Prabhupada that one can be guided from within. But the difficulty is, on the neophyte platform that we're trying to escape from at the present moment, the mind and the super soul, we can't always tell the difference. Just like one of the readers on my e-course, he says, well, I've been chanting Hare Krishna for 3 months, but then in my meditation I was revealed a new mantra. Om Narayana Shanti, or no, Om Krishnaya Shanti, something like that. He had realized a new mantra that was even better than the Hare Krishna mantra, you see. So, this is the difficulty. The neophyte thinks he is getting some profound realization, but actually it's just his fertile imagination. So, we have to be very careful. It is razor's edge. Practicing devotional service, trying to become self-realized, it is razor's edge. A slight slip, finished. That neck will be cut. So, how do we make it through the fog of this Kali Yuga? How will we do it? Well, we have each other. Prabhupada said that individually none of you constitute but me, but collectively you make me up, referring to the GBC body, you see. Not that any one GBC can be the absolute authority. But if the whole GBC body, Prabhupada said, together you make me up, you constitute me. So the point is that if we, by serving the order of Srila Prabhupada, if we stick together as a spiritual family, cooperatively trying to please His divine grace, then in that mood of cooperation, full obedience to Srila Prabhupada's instructions, then Prabhupada within our hearts, super soul, they will give us the intelligence how to make it through all these different controversies which come up from time to time and have a clear understanding of the Siddhanta. So, of course, when one has opportunity, one should approach one's spiritual master. But if the spiritual master is not present, then one has to, through sincere devotional service, try to come to that proper understanding. So here the controversy is Krishna equal or is he not equal? course, Krishna directly declares, Samaham sarvabhuteshu name devesho stina priyaha. Ye bhajanti tamang bhakja mayi teteshu chapyaham. I envy no one, nor am I partial to anyone. I am equal to all. So, how, as we were discussing the other day, how one can, on the one hand, Krishna says, I reward them according to their degree of surrender. It appears that he is partial toward those who are surrendered. So how he can be equal to everyone when he is partial to those who are surrendered? Well, it's a very simple answer. Because everyone has the equal opportunity to surrender. Is anybody being forced to not surrender? That you're a Nitya Badha and you're stuck there forever? No, the Nitya Badha can become Nitya Siddha. It's not that one is stuck in some identity of rebellion against the Lord. It is simply our own misuse of free will, that's all. Every single jiva is constitutionally the eternal servant of Krishna. That is the natural position. The position of not serving the Lord, nitya badha, that is unnatural condition. So in this Krishna consciousness movement, we are simply teaching, we simply want to understand what it means to be natural and then how to actually be natural. A few years ago, I was in Fiji getting ready to fly to Los Angeles. We were checking in there. Big, huge queue, the check-in queue. And one gentleman saw me there with a shaved head and a robe and spiritual markings on my forehead. He thought he would have a little fun and show me that what a fool I was. So he said, "What's your philosophy?" He was just ready to jump on me, you know. But I could immediately understand where he was coming from and what his mood was. So I simply told him this. I said, "Our philosophy is this: know who you are and be who you are." He couldn't say a word. I mean, what gentleman would object to knowing who he is? If you're struggling to earn your living, struggling to pay your bills, then I tell you, you know, I have some good news for you. Actually, your uncle was a multi-billionaire. You didn't know, but he willed billions of dollars to you. Would you like to find out who you really are? You see? You didn't realize that you were the nephew of this multi-billionaire, and now he's chosen you to receive. If you'd like to revive your relationship with him, then you will be entitled to billions of dollars. Would you be interested, sir, to find out who you are now? Well, of course. Well, you see, we are giving something more valuable than billions of dollars. We are giving the facility to actually become the owner of that person who is the source of everything. Because when you fully surrender yourself to Krishna, then Krishna gives himself to you. So if I own that person who owns everything, I'm virtually the owner of everything, isn't it? So therefore, a devotee cannot be lacking in anything. One who is exclusively dedicated to Krishna cannot be lacking in anything. Ananyaschintayantamang ye jana prayapasate. That those who worship me with exclusive devotion, I preserve what they have, I carry what they lack. Prabhupada explained in one lecture, Krishna personally delivers to your front door whatever you are lacking, you see. So if one is actually Krishna conscious, he cannot be lacking in anything. But if one is lacking in Krishna consciousness, he will be lacking in so many things. So simply we should focus on becoming full in Krishna consciousness as our primary business. While we engage in the normal activities of bodily upkeep, etc., 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 we should understand that they are not that important, actually. No matter how nicely I care for this body, it will be finished. Today or tomorrow, it will be finished. So let me focus on my prime duty to awaken that dormant Krishna consciousness within my heart. You see, this is intelligence. Atato brahma jigyasa. Now you have a human form, you must utilize it for self-realization. Otherwise, shama yavi kevalam, you're just wasting the whole thing, you see. Wasting. What good will your money do? Can it buy you a ticket to Goloka Vrindavan? What good will your big position? What good will your fame, your power, whatever you may have acquired by dint of your past pious activities, what good will it do you at the time of death? Nothing, nada, zip. But whatever loving feeling you've been able to awaken within your heart for Krishna, that supreme, all-beautiful, all-powerful, all-renounced, all-knowledgeable, all-wealthy, and all-famous personality who is the source of all dazzling beauty. If we can somehow or other learn how to become dazzled by the source of the dazzling beauty, then we are on the safe side. But if we remain dazzled by his material energy, well, Krishna is very kind. He gives us what we want. That's a fact. Whatever our taste is, that's what we get. What is your taste, you see? What is our taste? Am I hankering after sense enjoyment? All right, then I can take another material body again and get my sense enjoyment. The modern day Christians, they say that they don't have to do anything. They can just accept Jesus. I accept Jesus, and now they're saved automatically. So let's assume that one Christian, he goes back to God. Okay. Just for the sake of argument. Now, what did he, every Sunday when he would go to church, him and the family members, after church they would always go to McDonald's for that, you know, that Sunday double cheeseburger, see? So when they get back to Godhead, let's say they made it back, and, oh, my Lord, it's so wonderful to be here. But after a while they say, well, by the way, where's your nearest McDonald's, you see? So there is no McDonald's. We only have Govindas here, you see. So the point is, you may say, well, I'm qualified to go back to Godhead, but if one has a taste for material sense gratification, you won't be happy there. You understand? If we have a taste for material sense enjoyment, we will be uncomfortable in the spiritual world because there is no sense gratification there. So that's why we have to develop a taste for these things. Navavidha bhakti, hearing, chanting, remembering. We have to develop a taste. Because if we're cultivating side by side a taste for Krishna consciousness and a taste for sense gratification, then Krishna will give us our facilities. All right, you want both? Well, you can come back again in this material world and can be a devotee and still and gratify your senses also, you see. So we actually want to get out of this quagmire of material existence. We should be striving to be completely pure in bhakti. As Prabhupada wrote me in that letter, he said, no desire for karma, jnana, yoga. All material desires, zero, you see. So that position we have to come to. You see. Of course, Srila Prabhupada in Montreal, he said, but he told the devotees, unless you're completely pure, you can't go back to Godhead. And the devotees were kind of like a little depressed when they heard that. Then Prabhupada mercifully said, but even if you're 90% pure, you can go back to Godhead. And they looked a little bit more enthusiastic, but still a little bit. And then Prabhupada, even 80%. And then he got up from the Vyasasana, he did his chadar over his shoulder and said, even 70%. So one may think, oh, that's great. If I only have to be 70% Krishna conscious, I can go back to Godhead. Well, I'm just going to, you know, I'll figure out my you know, how many days there are and how many hours there are in the day, and, you know, what's 70% of, let's say I'm awake for, you know, let's say 12, 16, 24 minus 6 is 18. Yeah. Let's say I'm awake for 18 hours. Let me do a calculation. What is 70% of 18 hours? 30%? Roughly, you know, 18 is about 6. What is that? One third? Yeah. So for 6 hours, I can do all nonsense. I'm just doing my, you know, my 30% sense gratification. I get 6 hours of sense gratification every day, and the rest of the time I'll be Krishna conscious, and then I'll make it back to Godhead, you see. It is sometimes said, if you want, aim for the stars, and at least you'll clear the fence. So the point is, we may not be able to become completely pure, but if we strive for pure devotion, then we have the best chance of at least hitting that 70%. You see? The best chance of at least striving and hitting that 70%. So we should definitely make this endeavor to become pure. Definitely make that endeavor to become completely pure. You see, that my every thought, my every word, my every deed, in all times, all places, and all circumstances will please Guru and Krishna. Let me have no separate enjoyment besides pleasing my beloved spiritual master and pleasing Krishna. Let that be my happiness, nothing else, you see. That is the mood which will liberate us from this quagmire of material existence, this whirlpool which sucks us down into the back into the repetition of birth and death. If we want to escape that whirlpool, we have to become very strong swimmers, you see. Or, but actually, no matter how, if the whirlpool is powerful, just as this material whirlpool is so powerful, you cannot become powerful enough swimmer. You have to be rescued, you see. And then you can get out of the whirlpool. It is too powerful. No matter how strong a swimmer you are, you cannot get out. But if you're rescued, you see, then you can get out. Brahmanda brahmite konna bhagyavan jeev guru krishna prasade pai bhakti lata bij. By the combined mercy of Guru and Krishna, we get rescued, you see, from this whirlpool of rotating through, going through this Brahmananda, this material existence, being sucked again and again into rebirth, you see. Birth, death, old age and disease, janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi, again and again and again and again and again for millions and billions of lifetimes. The not-so-merry-go-round of material existence. So, if we take full advantage of the wonderful teachings of His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, take advantage of the wonderful sadhus that Prabhupada has created, and take advantage of these wonderful books, you see. This is our tripod, Krishna conscious tripod. Just like a photographer, when he wants to get good shot, he puts his camera on tripod. Three legs, you see. If there's three legs, then it's solid. So we have our Krishna conscious tripod also. Guru, sadhu, shastra. All three are required to become steady and solid in Krishna consciousness. We have our spiritual master who has initiated us. We have the sadhus, the wonderful ISKCON devotees, and we have the shastra, the books of His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. With these three things, If we follow them very dedicatedly, very devotedly, then we will become very solid in Krishna consciousness, and we will no longer see this dizzyingly, dizziness inducing cycle of birth and death. We'll no longer have to become dizzied by this dizziness inducing cycle of birth and death. So I can ask now if there's any questions. Everything was clearly understood. Are there any doubts? Everyone's completely convinced? Yes. Can you help me with
it? He's saying that Srila Prabhupada said 70%, but her understanding was that you have to become 100%.
That's in his books, 100%. So one could ask the question then, well, how could Prabhupada in one hand in the book say 100% and in Montreal say 70%? Is there a contradiction? Many times, and there may appear to be a contradiction. But there is one absolute truth, and it can be perceived from different angles of vision. Actually, it does require 100% purity. So then how one can get by with 70%? I have a practical experience. I was one time taking a final exam for some course, and I had sincerely tried the whole semester. The teacher could understand that. But I was having some difficulties. And so the teacher, on the final exam, so the teacher gave me a bonus question that was worth X number of points to help me. So Krishna can do them, you see. If somehow you find yourself at 70%, then Krishna can throw you some bonus points to push you over the 100 mark. It's like that. If even an ordinary professor in some university course can give a concession like that to help someone do well on their final exam, because he knows they were sincere in their studies, if an ordinary professor can do, Krishna can also do. He can give you something that helps you come to that 100%. Actually, Prabhupada told this to Tamakrishna Goswami. When the devotees were there in the early days in India, there was so much red tape with the government trying to get all the legal arrangements for our society there. And so Tamakrishna Maharaj, this was his duty, and he felt very taxed by it. Instead of just doing kirtan, shravanam, kirtanam, Vishnu, he was dealing all day, hours and hours and hours with all these government officials, lawyers, etc. And he was feeling that he wasn't Krishna conscious having to do this. And he expressed this doubt or this anxiety to Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada told him that if you just dedicate your entire life fully for this Sankirtan movement, if there's anything lacking at the time of death, then Lord Chaitanya will cover it for you. So we should strive for 100% purity, but we should also understand the merciful nature of the Lord. If we are sincerely striving our very best and still there is some impurity there, then Krishna, Lord Chaitanya, can cover for that, seeing our sincere endeavor that we made throughout our entire life to become pure. It's not easy to become a pure devotee because we have so many material desires, so much lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, and envy that we've been accumulating for millions and billions of lifetimes. So Krishna is very kind. He will give us something that the last minute can bring us to 100% if we're not there. If he can see that sincere service, we fully dedicated ourselves to this movement. You understand? Does that make sense? The 100% principle is absolutely true. But Krishna can help you come to the 100% based on what service you have done, how much you have been dedicated to this movement. There's even a prayer like that in the Ishapanishad. The devotee is praying to the Lord, please remember all the service I have done for you. So Krishna does take note of the sincere endeavor that is made by the devotee. He notes every single thing we've done in his service. Prabhupada told us in Vrindavan that Krishna has a book and he's noting everything down, you see. He has your Sankirtan scores, everything. You see, Krishna has everything. How many devotees you made, how many books did you distribute, how many offerings you cooked, how many rounds you chanted. Krishna knows everything. He can see everything. But on the other side, Prabhupada warned us, he said, Yamaraj also has his book too. He's noting everything down too. So we don't want to be in Yamaraj's book. We want to be in Krishna's book. Otherwise, you know, we don't want the Yamadutas showing up. Well, we have all these things here in your record, and you have to go talk to Yamaraj about those. You see, we don't want to be in that position. The beauty of Krishna consciousness is that by surrendering to Krishna, then things are deleted out of Yamaraj's book. How can we increase our faith in the process of pure devotional service? Faith is a contagious disease. You have to find people who are infected with this disease and associate with them. And then you will be infected also. This faith is the most essential thing. Yasya deve para bhaktir tatha deve tatha guru. Tasyaite kyatita hyarta prakashyante mahatmanaha. Only unto those persons who have unflinching faith in the words of Guru and Krishna are the imports of Vedic knowledge revealed. In other words, you can't become self-realized unless you have unflinching faith in the words of Guru and Krishna. As long as we are doubting, we will not be self-realized. So we better find those people who have faith. Serve them, hear from them, offer obeisances to them, beg for their blessings and their mercy, because they can bestow that faith to us. Think about it. I know in the U.S., it's probably similar here in New Zealand, many people believe in God, you see. If you took a survey in downtown Auckland, my dear sir, do you believe in God, yes or no, or maybe, agnostic maybe. Give them a choice. Many people say yes. You get a very high percentage of people saying yes. But what if you were to ask them, and my dear sir, if I told you that God is a little blue cowherd boy, and he plays a flute in the moonlight night of the Sarat season, standing on the bank of the river Jamuna, what would you say? You'd say, I'm calling the police. There's a madman loose on the street. So how did Prabhupada convince us? We American boys and girls that he first recruited into his movement. How did he convince us? Well, Prabhupada was convinced. Because of Prabhupada's conviction, because of Prabhupada's faith, because we were associating with Prabhupada, therefore we caught the disease, the same disease, Shraddha. We caught that Shraddha disease, which Prabhupada was totally infected with. And so if you want faith, find people who have a bad case of it and get infected. Any other questions? All right then. Class dismissed. Oh, wait. No, I take that back. Yes.
Together with that, where Prabhupada says that
Yes. So Prabhupada told us in Los Angeles, he said, Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill, but you were thinking maybe. In other words, we're not, we come to this movement, we accept it, we take initiation, but still the doubts are there, lingering in the heart. So how to get rid of those doubts, you see? It's the same answer. You have to find those devotees who don't have those doubts and associate with them. So why do they still have the doubts if they were in Prabhupada's association? Because they were still in the process of recovering, that's why. Or you could say in the process of becoming, their case of Shraddha was a mild case, and they weren't fully infected yet with Shraddha. Saying it in the terms of the analogy. In other words, it's not like just flipping the switch on and off. It's a gradual process. In your room, you just flip a switch, the lights come on immediately. But when the sun rises in the morning, it's slowly, 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 gradually, 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 like a dimmer switch. You know, it's just very gradually, slowly calling like a dimmer switch. So how do we get faith? Is it a quick flip of the switch? Or is it a gradual dimmer switch? You see. It's a gradual dimmer coming on. By continually serving and being blessed with the dust from the feet of great transcendentalists. You see, an ongoing basis, day after day, week after week, year after year, by being faithful to the great Mahajanas, then by their mercy, gradually it comes. It's not instantly. It could be, but generally it's not. Generally it takes time. It's like when you plant a seed, do you immediately get fruits? No, but there are cases. There's some stories of Lord Chaitanya, immediately a mango tree came and full of fruits. It can happen, but generally it's the other way. Slowly, 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 gradually, gradually, gradually. So does that clarify the point? All right. So anything else? Everyone's ready now to get infected with this disease, this fatal disease known as Shraddha, which will kill all your material desires and kill your repetition of birth and death. Everyone's ready or not? You ready to get infected? Here's someone who said, at least one said yes. The others are thinking, well, maybe. Jai Kantaraj Swami Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.